This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. State Department admits that the special envoy for Venezuela was pranked by two Russian comedians, one of whom pretended to be a Swiss official asking about possible military action. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Special Representative Elliot Abrams was caught on tape, ruling out the possibility of U.S. military action in Venezuela, unless that government did something crazy like attack the American embassy, but admitting to keeping the idea on the table to make the Venezuelan military nervous. A recording was made by two Russian comedians known for prank calls, one of them posing as a Swiss dignitary and Abrams speaking freely about the situation. The State Department says it's well aware of the prank and blames it on Russia's propaganda playbook and the lengths Moscow will go to prop up the regime of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. is ratcheting up pressure on Turkey over its decision to buy a Russian missile system. Senior American diplomats held talks this week in Ankara to lobby against the sale under the threat of so-called grave consequences. Turkish President Erdogan, however, has repeated his plan to go ahead with the purchase. Addressing a rally Wednesday, he also indicated interest in expanding the deal to include a more advanced Russian system. There are reports that the U.S. sale of F-35 fighter jets to the Turks may now be in jeopardy. U.S. President Donald Trump says he would be disappointed if reports that North Korea is rebuilding a rocket launch site are true. Just days after he boasted of having a strong relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, multiple sources say Pyongyang has restored part of a site it began dismantling after the Singapore summit last year. Satellite images are said to show structures on the launch pad at Sohae had been rebuilt between February 16th and March 2nd on the heels of the failed Hanoi summit. This is VOA.